Back on August 7th, President Obama signed a bill that turned 275,000 acres of the Boulder White Cloud Mountains into wilderness. The law creates three wilderness areas in Blaine and Custer counties. Conservationists like Craig Yerke, director of the Idaho Office of the Wilderness Society, says the wilderness designation was a long time coming. It took decades of work by lawmakers like Senator Frank Church and Congressman Mike Simpson and hundreds of conservationists who all tried again and again to protect the mountains from development. Yerke has studied the process that led to this year's designation and will offer a presentation on that history tonight in Boise. He told our Samantha Wright, the Boulder White Clouds came to prominence in the late 1960s when an open pit mine was proposed at the base of Castle Peak.
Before then, most of the attention had focused on their neighbors to the west, which is the Sawtooth Range. And, of course, the Sawtooths had been looked at for a national park and all kinds of proposals since the early 1900s. And the Forest Service had made the Sawtooths a primitive area in the 30s. And there had been a discussion about how to best, you know, keep the Sawtooth Valley the way it looked for a long time. And the White Clouds never really got addressed. You can't really see the White Clouds as well as you can the Sawtooths. You can't see them from a major road, so they were kind of hidden. They were known to hunters and hikers and fishermen, but it came about that the Forest Service had been allowing the mining company to go in there, and they were doing drilling. They were doing exploration. And a newspaperman from Salmon found out about it and wrote a story. And about the same time, some hikers and fishermen caught wind that something was going on up there. And they became really alarmed. They went up there and these people were blasting. They were drilling holes. They were helicopters flying back and forth. And so the fact that the Forest Service got called on the carpet by all sides, wondering, why did you let them do this? And why didn't you let them do it faster? This kind of stuff really was made the fact that the mine didn't happen even that much more remarkable because, again, the miners had a claim. They were working it. They were looking for it. And the fact that we didn't end up with an open pit mine at Castle Peak is pretty amazing.
And where did we go from there? A lot was going on behind the scenes.
There was a lot going on behind the scenes. There were a couple of different legislative proposals. You know, Senator McClure and Governor Andrus tried to do a statewide bill in the late 80s, early 90s, and it didn't succeed. And the delegation in the early 80s, the Republican delegation had a bill for Idaho for about 500,000 acres, and that had a White Cloud component to it. But conservation community and sportsmen were disappointed with how, you know, poorly the White Clouds fared in that. And that was one of the reasons why those bills were opposed. And while all this was going on, you know, the Forest Service was going through their planning process. You know, every 10 to 15 years, they redo their big management plans for the National Forest. And each one of those plans carries a recommendation for wilderness with it. And the Sawtooth and the Chalice Forest always recommended, you know, a couple 100,000 acres or so of the White Clouds as wilderness, as an agency recommended wilderness. So this was all kind of going on there for a couple of decades, until Congressman Simpson then stepped up in the early 2000s and he decided he'd take a run just at the White Clouds and trying to do a wilderness bill for just that specific area. No statewide stuff, just the White Clouds.
That brings us to the early 2000s. How did we get to 2015 and where we are today?
Well, it took about 10 tries. I think he had 10 different pieces of legislation that he tried that he just couldn't get through Congress. And it's a controversial thing. We almost got it in 2010, but we didn't make it. So we picked up the idea of, well, let's start pushing the administration to declare it a national monument. We thought that was probably the most sure route because Congress simply wasn't passing many wilderness bills and not passing much of anything at all since 2010. And that just seemed like a dead end to us. And so we started pushing the Obama administration to look at it as a monument candidate. And we made a lot of progress. And in fact, we were on the list of considerations. But that was also motivation for some of the folks who didn't like the White Cloud bill that Congressman Simpson tried in 2010 to maybe revisit their opposition, thinking, well, we know what wilderness is. We've had quite a bit of it here in Idaho, and we've been living with it for many years. A monument, because there's really no standard monument management scheme. Each one's tailored to the different area. That spooked a lot of people. And because you wouldn't really know what a monument would do until it's actually declared, people thought, well, we might have been a little hasty in opposing the wilderness. Let's take another look at it, because it seemed like we had passed that threshold of something's going to happen this time around. It would either be a monument or Simpson would gain traction again with a wilderness proposal and he'd successfully get it through Congress.
Why are the Boulder White Clouds so important?
Even for a state like Idaho, who almost has this embarrassment of riches when it comes to landscapes, the White Clouds are just spectacular. I mean, you've got dozens of peaks over 10,000 feet. You've got hundreds of alpine lakes. You've got all the iconic game species in that neck of the woods. Just a kind of this collection of values that people really care about in a pretty compact area, really. And they're spectacularly beautiful. I mean, the white cloud peaks themselves, if you see them on the, you know, the skyline, they just, they'll take your breath away. And we should leave that for, you know, future folks to enjoy like we do today.
Wilderness Society Director Craig Yerke is the director of Idaho's Office of the Wilderness Society. We'll go deeper into the history of the Boulder White Clouds Mountains at a presentation tonight at 7 at the Idaho Outdoor Association Hall in Boise.